A logo reads, Pixar. Luxo Jr. hops in and jumps on the letter I, squishing it down. As the little desk lamp shines his light toward us, the words Animation Studios appear. Everything goes dark, leaving just the round light, which finally clicks off. Dead autumn leaves lie on a green table. They're blown away and two knobby old hands set down a chessboard. A title appears, Jerry's Game. Chess pieces spill out across the board. The person sets down a box labeled Port Richmond Handmade Pixar Shorts. The chess player lines up all the pieces in their various positions. Finishing, the balding elderly gentleman rubs his hands together eagerly. He straightens a few of the pawns, then feebly reaches back for his chair and takes a seat. He pulls out a pair of round glasses from his dark, ill-fitting suit and fits them over his large nose. Beginning the game, he moves a white pawn two spaces forward on the board. A wider view shows him all alone in a park. He removes his glasses and sets them down on the table. Hoisting himself up, he lumbers, hunched over, to the opposite side of the table and takes a seat in the other chair. Suddenly sprightly, he moves a black pawn to face off with the white one. He hoists himself up to his feet again and totters back along the table, holding onto it for support. Moving stiffly, he returns to the chair behind the white chess pieces. He puts his glasses back on and rubs his chin before moving another pawn forward one space. Taking them off again, he returns to the black side and moves another pawn. He goes back and forth, taking his glasses on and off as he continues playing for both sides. White side Jerry taps his chin as he deliberates moving his knight, which black side Jerry immediately takes out with his bishop. Ha! He dumps the captured piece in the wooden box. White side Jerry smacks his gums and conservatively moves more pieces forward while black side Jerry continues to aggressively capture more of his opponent's pieces. Ha! Black bishop takes two more white pawns and black rook takes white knight. Finishing a move with his king, Whiteside Jerry uncertainly keeps his finger atop the chess piece for a moment. Blackside Jerry gleefully takes his queen. Whiteside Jerry is down to just his king. He starts moving the chess piece forward one space. He pulls it back and moves left. He moves right. Whiteside Jerry tugs nervously on his collar. The chess piece wobbles under his shaky hand. He suddenly clutches his chest. He collapses from his chair. Blackside Jerry watches as his hand slides off the edge of the chessboard, causing the white king to wobble on its space. Blackside Jerry puts a hand to his own chest and checks his pulse, then bends sideways to look under the table. With his opponent distracted, Whiteside Jerry pokes his head up and spins the chessboard around, knocking over the box of captured pieces. Blackside Jerry sees him climbing back up into his chair. Whiteside Jerry brushes a hand through his tuft of white hair, then gestures for his opponent to give him a moment while he straightens his glasses and coughs into his hand. Blackside Jerry motions for him to make his move. Whiteside Jerry scratches his head. Now playing the black pieces, he moves his queen into checkmate. The winning Jerry smiles and bats his eyes behind his glasses. The losing Jerry shakes his fists, then slumps back in his seat. He flicks the white king over on its side. The winning Jerry chuckles, then opens his eyes and smacks his gums. He reaches out his hand with the palm facing up. The losing Jerry scowls. The winner wiggles his fingers insistently. His opponent grudgingly pulls a pair of dentures from his pocket and sets them on the table. The winner fits them in his own mouth, then sits back and smiles a toothy grin. Our view draws away to reveal Jerry sitting by himself at the chessboard with not another person around in the entire park. Cut to black. Audio description by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz.